Okay, Psachim Sadi Gimel. We're in the beginning of the parak of Mishahaya, and we're going to talk about the sugya of Derech Rechoka, which is the sugya that relates to Pesach Sheni, if somebody is Bederech Rechoka from Yerushalayim, from the Azara, as we will see. So then they get a second chance to bring the Korban Pesach a little bit later, a month later, on Yud Dalid Iyar. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Bahaloscha that a group of people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, it's not fair that we can't bring the Korban Pesach. They came in front of Moshe and Aaron on that day and they said, why should we lose out? And the Gemara talks about why they were involved in a Meis Mitzvah, they were carrying Atzmos Yosef, all the different days. Moshe says to them, okay, let me tell you what the halacha is. Ish ki yet tamei lanefesh, if somebody is tamei, over derech rechoka, lachem, or far away, olodarosechem va'asa pesach lashem. And they are far away, and they want to do a Pesach. B'chodesh Hasheni, Barbasa Yom Ben Arbaim Yasu Oso, Al Matos Umarom Yochlu. They'll do it in the second month, on the 14th day of Iyar, with Matzah and Maror. Even though they have Chametz in their house, they still use Matzah and Maror. Lo Hashir Remenu Ad Boker, Ve'etzam Leishruvo. Many of the same halachas apply. No Sar, you can't break any bones. Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso. And like the laws of the Korban Pesach, so hopefully we'll talk about that in another time. Other aspects of Pesach Sheni. But the Mishnah tells us, what is Derech Rechoka mean? What does Derech Rechoka mean? Ezuhi Derech Rechoka, says the Mishnah, min hamodiyim balachutz. Ukumidasa lachal ruach divir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds min hamodiyim balachutz. From Odiyim, which is about, as the Gemara is going to say, 15 mil in a radius outside of Yerushalayim, that's Derech Rechoka. If you're outside of that radius at the specific time, so then you are called Derech Rechoka, and you could do the Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Deve Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Meyeskop, so Azar Velachutz. Rabbi Elazar holds when, depending, he goes by the doorway of the Azara. The doorway of the Azara. So it's not literal Derech Rechoka far away, but figuratively, Amar Eli Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, how does Rabbi Akiva know? How does Rabbi Elazar know this? Lafichach nakud al hay. Loma, if you look in the word Rechoka in the Torah, there is a dot on the top of the word Rechoka to teach me that there's something being hidden meaning here. Loma b'nesha Rechok v'adai ela miskopat Azara v'lachutz. Not because it's very far, but it's from the Iskopa v'lachutz. That is the Machlokas Tanaim. So we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that he go by Minamodim v'lachutz k'midasa l'charuach. Amar Ula says, how far is that Minamodim l'Yerushalayim? Chamisha Asar Mil Hanavi. It's 15 mil. 15 mil from Adiyah l'Yerushalayim. The Rishash says, doesn't really mean the Yerushalayim, it really means the Azara. Interesting that it says Yerushalayim, but it only means the Azara, says the Rishash. And that what this opinion holds, Ki Hadar Amar Achana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kam Halechadam Biyom Asara parso, so a person could go 10 parsa, that's 40 mil in a day. So from Alos to Nates, that's 5 mil. From Shkia to Tzeis, that's another 5 mil. That's 30 mil in the middle of the day from Nates to Shkia. 15 until Chatzos, 15 after Chatzos. That is the calculation of the 15 mil. So there is a major machlokas Rishonim here. When 15 mil from when? At what time? What time is Derech Rechoka determined? So the Pashup Shat, Rashi, says here, the crucial time is Chatzos. At Chatzos, it takes from Chatzos till the end of the, until Shkia, which is the entire time of the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, that's when you determine. If at Chatzos somebody is far away, so that if he leaves now, he wouldn't be able to get there by the end of this Zman HaShechita, so it's too late. That's called Derech Rechoka. That's what Rashi says. First Rashi on the Gemara. Chamisha Asar Milin, Mitakari Leitana Didon, Derech Rechoka, Lagabe Pesach, Visvira Leleula, Derech Rechoka, Kol Sheinu Yachol Likanis Peshashchita, Kol Shashchita, Mahalech, Veinu Magia, even if he travels the entire time of Shchita, and he won't get there, Veshashchita Mechatzos Ayom Ve'elech, it's from Chatzos, Debeinu Arbaim Ksiv Be Ketamid, as we learned earlier, it's the only carbon that's Hukrav after the Tamid, but it's Beinar Abayim. V'Tamid Alpha Bishinishchat Beshesh Umechsav Ezmano, we've discussed this, I think, months ago, even the Korban Pesach, the Korban Tamid is from 6.5. Really, Minatora, it's Min Chatzos. Minatora Mitchilas Sheva Ve'elach. Shematchilas Achamelis Akeim, Klapei Mayrev, Ksas. V'chulu. But either way, that's the time for the Karban Pesach as well. Tosfos in Zvachim, Adaf Nun Vav, points out that this idea of 15 mil ending at Shkia, that means why? Because by that time, you have to have done the Avoda. Shchita and also the Zrika. That's what the Gemara said in Zvachim, Adaf Nun Vav. Amar Yisrael Baravdimi, Minayin L'dam Shenifsal B'Shkia Sachama. Dam becomes Pasul at Shkia. Right, you're not allowed to do Zrika Sadam after Shkia. Shene Amar, Biyom Hakrivo Zivcho Ye Achel. Biyom Shata Zoveach Atam Hakriv. On the day that you shecht, you have to be Zorek. Biyom Shiyata Zoveach Iyata Makriv. On the next day, not. So the Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia Sacham. The Gemara Menachas Tavchav says also the Kometz that you're Makriv, that's like the Zrika of Karbanes Mincha, that is also Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. Tosfos here points out that the Yesh Lomar, Tosfos says that we need to finish the avoda by shkia. V'yesh lafarish shkia sachama haynu tchila shkia kodem tezak ochavim. Right, even though we have the sugya elsewhere, Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim, how do you work out the shkias? But this is talking about the first shkia. The first shkia, even though Rabbeinu Tam came up with the chiddush of two shkias to answer the stira between Psachim, Tzadi Dalid, and Shabbos, and the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Dalit or so, Lamed Hey, V'yesh Lafarish, this Dam Nifsal is before the first Shkia. V'chashav Yom L'inisha Mitzvasim B'yom, V'yipasuk Miyutar, V'may Lahachar B'yom HaKrivo, V'chulu. So, based on this, says Rav Salveshik, say another on some of the Achronim, and that is, even though Rabbeinu Tam holds of this later Shkia regarding certain halachas, two Shkias, when it comes to Mincha, Mincha's Keneged the Karban. Mincha's Keneged is Rikas Adam. And therefore, one has to make sure to daven Mincha before Shkia. Before Shkia. That is what Rav Salveshik always pointed out based on the Rabbeinu Yonah, this Tosfos, but also Rabbeinu Yonah at the beginning of the fourth parak in Brachas. Rabbeinu Yonah there says, Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, right at the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar, Ein Lefarish Ad Yitzias Kochavim, Shu Laila Mamish. When it says Mincha Ad HaErev, it does not mean until it says, the Al Karchach Islan Lameimar to Ad HaErev Amar Khan, Eino Ratzalomar Ela Ad Shkia Sachama. Mishim Dahachi Amrinan Bizvachim Dafnun Vav. Minayin Ladam Shinifsal Bishkia Sachama. Right, Dam is Nifsal, Bishkia Sachama, right? That's the Gorim Bzachim Nun Vav. And therefore that's what Erev means here. Rotzalomar the Mishkia Sachama Ve'elach Enos Vanzrikas Tam Tamich Obein Arabayim. Vitzvilas Mincha, he kineged Tamich Obein Arabayim. And Mincha's kineged the Tamich Obein Arabayim. Ve'ikara Tamir Uzrikas Adam. V'chiyeched Zrikas Adam Ein Zmana Ela Ad Shkia Sachama. Just like Zrikas Adam is only until Shkia Sachama, so too says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ein Hachanami Tfilas Mincha, She Niskana Kenegda, Ein Zmana Ela Shkia Sachama Bilvad. Only up to Shkia Sachama. And that's why, even if for other halachas, there are later Zmanim for finishing Shabbos or for other halachas, when it comes to Mincha, one has to be very careful. Rav Shechter also quotes this in Nefesh HaRav. On page Kufnun Beis, Rabbeinu Ayim Tamid Medaktik, Lispala Mincha Kodem Shkia, Vayarogal Askir Siv Rabbeinu Yonah, I feel that's Rabbeinu Tam, right? It's only up until that point. Ve'od, he even adds, Odeh Rabbeinu, De Minag Ha'olam Mula Hakel. By the way, Rav Salveshik, the original source of this idea for Nefesh HaRav is in the Yartzeit Shir. In the Yartzeit Shir in Chelek Aleph, on page Lamed Dalid, hopefully we'll get back to this a little bit later, but on page Lamed Dalid, that's where he talks about idea of Shkia, and one has to make sure to daven Mincha before that. He quotes this Rabbeinu Yonah. But again, Rav Shechter also quotes there in Nefesh HaRav, Ta'afta minag olam lahakel kedivrei haramah, shebidiyevet efshar da'adayin espala mincha bizban bein hashmashos, even though there are those that are mekel to daven after Shkia, during bein hashmashos for mincha, nira dafka b'yemos hachol. That's only on a weekday, but not on Friday night. Debizmai ben Hashmashos ika kvar din tosefes Shabbos bal karchach shel adam mitam safek lailo, because ben Hashmashos on Friday night, that's already safek Shabbos. Umemela pshita shaslos palot filas chol b'Shabbos ukimivuar b'mechaber uvar b'mechaber. So again, that's this is all within in terms of shitas Rashi. So again, that's the pashas of the Gemara. Rashi, when do you determine derech rechoka? That's at chatzos. If you're too far away, that if you go there, you're not going to make it during the zman of shchita. So that is too late. The Rambam though says otherwise. The Rambam gives a different shot, and this bothers all of the mefarshim. What exactly is the Rambam talking about? Why does he say what he says? The Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perakei Halachates, is also in the Pirush Mishnayos here. But we'll read it from the Rambam. Well, you know what? Let's read from the Pirush and Mishnah is first, the Rambam and the Pirush and Mishnah is here, because then we see the Pirush, and then we'll see he paskins that way, Lamaisa. Says the Rambam here, let me just open it up, says the Rambam here in the Pirush and Mishnah is, and he continues, says the Rambam, I'll read the line. Oh, I just read it, I skipped it. Me'eis ha'netzachama ad bein ha'arbayim. Netzachama ad bein ha'arbayim, that's his Lashon. If you look in the Hilchas Karban Pesach, that's where he says this beferish, Perek Hey Halachates, Mishahaya Beino Ben Yerushalayim, Yomar Basar, Im Alias Hashemesh, Chamisha Asar Mila Yoser, if at the beginning of day 14, he is 15 mil away, Arezeu B'derach Rechoka, Netzachama? What is Netzachama? Netzachama, even if he waits 2 hours, and then he starts walking the Chamish Asr Mil, he'll get there in the middle of his Manshchita. Why does the Rambam think there has to be the Tchilas Manshchita? You have to be able to make it there at the beginning of the Manshchita, right, from Netz to Chatzos. And if you can't make it there at the first moment of this Manshchita, so then you are called Derech Rechoka. That's the Shita of the Rambam. And the Shail is, why does he say this? Why does he say this? If you look in the Shag, the Malachesh, the Rabbi Tanura on the Mishnah also says this, and the Mefarshimeth, the Malachesh Shlomo, why does he have to be there? Anytime during this Zman Shechita, like Rashi says. The Shagas Aryeh has 3 or 4 questions on this Rambam. The Shagas Aryeh in Simin Yud Zayin. That's the Simin in the Shagas Aryeh about Davri Mincha, Yapta Shkia. He starts off with quoting Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the first source that he quotes, and he goes into that issue. But related to this, he quotes this Rambam. And he says, right in the middle of the Simin, Aval Nirali Shedivrei HaRambam Temuim Ma'od V'har B'Tshuvos L'Davar. I don't know what the Rambam says, that Derech Rechok is determined by Nates. And therefore, you have to be there, you know, 15, if you walk 15 mil, you're not going to be there the first second of the Zman Shechita. Well, most Jews don't check to the first moment. It's spread out over the couple hours. Says the Shagas Aryeh, De'i'af shel afarish, tahani tesvav milin, de'derech rechoka le'ula, me'anes, le'palga de'yoma. De'im kein, lamash shi'er atanam in amodim balachutz, shehu rachok tesvav mil, aliba de'ula. Umishim de'ein yachol lovol yushalayim yenisacham al-pag of the yoma. Malo l'sham yenisachama, she'enot chilas hayom. Once you're saying, oh, the beginning of the day, why nesachama? Ta'akayim b'lam me'alos ha'shachar yumamahu. The Mishnah at the end of the second parak of Megillah, Daf Chaf, says, all daytime mitzvos are done from alos ha'shachar. That's me'ikir adin. Okay, maybe b'durabana will delay it to Nates just to be sure, but really me'ikir adin is from alos ha'shachar. So once you're determining, Hashem knows, derech rechoka, so hayalo l'shara me'alos ha'shachar, shutchilas hayom shalar pesach, ta'avadai, i'amrit derami chiyuva de pesach alem yom yudalashiz manak rafaso, if you want to say something starts in the morning, so start it from the morning. Nothing ever starts, no chiyuv ever starts in the middle of the day. She'irami chiyuva alem betoch itzumo shel yom yudalashu anetzachama, v'kvar avar me'atcholas hayom ahu shu me'alos ha'shachar, k'dei mahalach hei milin, aliba de'ula, as we just read in the Gemara, you already had the amount of time it takes to walk 5 mil, v'lomar she'bechdei tesvav milin me'anetzu derech rechoka, E.F. Shalomar, Shechal Chiyuv the Pesach, Ale Betoch Hayom, Sheino Lo Ascholas Man Shechita, Velo Ascholas Hayomu. It's not starting anything. And therefore, says the Shagas Aryeh, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. So to answer that question, interesting, the footnotes here, he talks about, well, that one maybe I could answer. Why? Because remember the Gemara back on Daf Beis, the first Daf Himsachim, that traveling, you wait in Eitzachama, right? Haboker, Heir, right? You wait, like the brothers. Maybe that's why Derech Rechoka, Kodesh Baruch Hu is acknowledging that people shouldn't be traveling from Alos, even though daytime mitzvahs go from Alos, but in terms of determining when a person's going to travel, so that could go by Nates. Imke Nasi Shaper, Tekim Shazehu, Bederech Rechoka, Toch Tesva Mil, Ein Svara, Shatorach, Tichaiveu Kares, Al Shalohalach, Hashechim Kodem Azman, Araui Menatora. Vyavsha Avram Hishkim Alos Ashachar, Loyakim Mitam Zrizus, Flomenadin. Okay, so that question could be answered. But the other questions that he asked, he's bothered by, right? What does the morning have to do with the carbon? Va'od kashali, it says, Bein arbayim, me'ezet tam roi l'chayvo, ba'omim, me'anetzacham, ba'pachot, me'arbam milim shalayim, kivish adayin lo chal chiyuv et pesach alav. Why don't you say, like, 3 days before Pesach? right? What is the morning? The Zman HaKarban is from Chatzos. V'imishum deroi lavo l'Yerushalayim bascholas manasiyas ha-Pesach. V'lo ba, v'lo asa atam ha-chayvo. You're going to be chayvim Pesach Sheni because he didn't come at the first moment. Imkin lefi adin lefizeh huwa dinim amar kedei malach yomo yomayim. Or filu kedei malach yomim rabim rachok l'Yerushalayim. Right? Even if you're farther away. D'mali banei tzachamesh l'ar Pesach shukodim zman shchita so l'kodim yomim rabim l'fanav. What's the difference? Question number two. And if another question the Shagas Ari asks, Va'od Kashali, Lamai the Mefarish Lani Tesva of Milan, Mitzafra Lapalga the Oma, from the morning till half the day. If you can't get there at the beginning of the Zman Shchita, Hoy Derech Rechoka Upater. Amai Chashavta Derech Rechoka. Why do you think that's Derech Rechoka? Asked the Shagas Ari, Hakivan Shekol Shar Meshach Zman Shchita, Yachala Givalo Yishalayim. Let's say he leaves. Let's say he's Rechok at Nates, and in the morning he leaves and he gets there after Chatzos. What are you going to say? He doesn't do the karban. He's ready as the batur. He has a hafka of derech rechoka. And therefore, because at the moment of Nates he couldn't get there, but what if he gets there 10 minutes after the time of the beginning of this man? Why should that first moment of chatzos, tchilas, zman shchita, why should that determine anything? That chatzos could have halachas for dichui. For dichui, if you lost the karban and you were mafresh something else, or the Gemara in Zvachim talks about on Dav Kuf, about whether somebody loses a relative, he's an onin before chatzos, after chatzos, for dichui. But here, right, what's the, you know, he is going to be nidcha? No. And here's the Shagas Ari Yisod. We're not discussing dichui, but it's an important line. To lo shayach toras dichui eitzel gavra. Ela eitzel karbon, o eitzel mitzvos. You can have dichui by a item, by a mitzvah, by a hadas, if it has berries, right, or by kisi hadam, kiso aruach v'chazav and izgala, right, those types of cases. Aba gavre gavre lekator as dichui. There's no dichui when it comes to a person. So where a person is at that first moment, if he comes, of course he's going to be able to bring the karbon. So why should derech rechoka be a ptur then? Even though he talks about the Rosh in Eil Magalchin and Moed Katan about a Katan should Gadol Derech Shiva. Maybe we'll get to that soon. But still, there's no Dichli Eitzel Gavra. And here in the footnotes, he quotes all the Achronim that agree to this, the Torah Evan and the Avnei Nezer and the Taz. The Taz in Yaradeh and Shin Sadivav, right? That's the sugya. Actually, we'll just read it. That's the sugya of that we're just talking about a katan. Whether there's dichui by a person, and you would say, therefore, this person is pushed aside. Right? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that if it's katan, loses a parent, Rahman al Islan, and then he becomes a gadol during Shiva. During Shiva. Says the Shulchan Aruch that he does not have to do Shiva. Because he wasn't chayev at the first moment of chalos avelos, therefore he does not have to do it. And the Taz points out this is really machlokas between the Maharam and the Rush, the Maharami Ruhenberg and his Talmud, the Rush. The Maharami Ruhenberg says he has a chiyev l'isabel, and the Rush paskins that no, there is no chiyev l'isabel. The Maharam says ein dichui eitzel mitzvos, and the Rush says no. Rush says Yislachalik, Benecha de Gavra Barchiyuva Vyoma Garim Lakatan, the Bishashailo Lisaba Patamakmas Katnus Pakamenuchiva Velus La Olam, the Chulu, and therefore the Rush says he's not going to do it. The big long Taz here that discusses this, the Kudas Hakesef argues, but either way, this is the a discussion of Dichui a little bit. Okay, but either way, back to the Rambams. The Shagas Ari asked these and other questions. So why should the Rambam say that the morning moment is the determining factor? What does the morning have to do with it? Right, the Zman for the carbon Pesach is the afternoon. So what you need to say, and we discussed this months ago when we had a shiur about Chalos Mitzvah before the actual Chiva Mitzvah, that there must be something that happens the morning of also. All right, and this is based on Ben Beseira. The Rambam tells us in the Rambam, before we get to the Rambam, the Gemara tells us in Zvachim, in the first parak, that we know the first Mishnah in Zvachim, of Shalol Lishma, Karbanos, that are Shechta Shalol Lishma, are Kasher, but Lo Olo Lebayim L'Shem Chove, except for Chatos and Pesach Bizmano. So if I Shechta Karban Pesach Bizmano, Shalol Lishma, that's going to passel. What does Zmano mean? So that's a Machlokas Tanoim here later on in the first parak, on Davyud Aleph Mabes. What if you Shechta Karban Pesach 3 days before Pesach? That's Shalol Bizmano. What if you shechted the morning before Chatzos? That's a machlokes tanoim. Between Rabbi Yeshua, he says kasher. Rabbi Yeshua says the time for Karban Pesach is Chatzos, period. Before Chatzos, it's Shalom Bismano. But Ben Beseira says Pasol. Ben Beseira Posol Kilo Nishcha Bein Arbayim. If you shechted in the morning, so then it's Kilo, you shechted in the afternoon, and therefore it's Pasol. Consider Bismano. Machlokes in the Gemara between Rav Oshia and Rav Yochanan, how far does Ben Beseira go? Would he say that it's Kasher even if you shechted it Lishmo? Or he only says that if you shechted Shalom Lishmo, it's considered Bismano. So the Rama Paskins like Ben Beseira. And the Rama Paskins, though, like Rabbi Yochanan, I think, is Ben Beseira, and that is that you can't shecht it in the morning, Bismano. That is not going to be kosher. But, Shalom Bismano, Shalom Lishma, it's going to be Pasol, Ki'ilu you shecht it at Bismano. Right, that's the Rama in Hilchos, Psulei HaMukdashim. Psulei HaMukdashim. Afilu, Bameter Amarim Shechtu Bismano, Shu Yom Arba Asar Benisan, Afilu Shechto Shachris. But Machshav Hashini Hashem Pasol. So you see from the Rama already, based on Ben Beseira, that there is something about a Chalosh Shem Chi of Karban Pesach in the morning, even though you can't actually bring the Karban Pesach there, right? Something happens there. If you look in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk Lover, in Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Gimel, that's where he talks of Chav Hei, he talks about if you're Davin Meiriv early on a night that's going into Rosh Chodesh, do you say Yal V'Yavo? He writes this to the Gera Rebbe in Yerushalayim, right? So he says, could you say Al Biyavo? So the questioner said that you cannot, because there's no Tosefis for Rosh Chodesh. And the Eretz Tzvi says, well, maybe you could, just like you could be Makdush La'achar Lamed Yom, you could be Mafkir La'achar Lamed Yom, maybe you could daven and declare something La'achar Zman. That's how he starts off. But then he says no, and then he says, from Plaga Mincha Ve'elach, Shayach Ksas Laila, Kfar Chalal Adam Chiyuv HaLaila Sheyavo. There's already night in the air, and he quotes the Rashi in Sukkah Lamed Gimel about Hadas, and he quotes this sheet of the Rambam. This sheet of the Rambam, Derech Rechoka. Why should it go by the morning? V'sfir Leila HaRambam, Da'chiyuv Chal Ba'boker Afte Befoal, Eino Roy LaHakriv O Ad Chatzos. Sarach sheyechdal milios ro'ui kodim aboker or vatam tekima dekol hayom nechshav davar echad. So you could already start saying Yal V'Yavo. Could you start saying Yal V'Yavo earlier? And even if you want to say there is no, it's not day yet, but Yal V'Yavo is just a prat in tefillah. And if you could daven tefillah before the actual day, like the Rambam says, you could daven Shabbos before it's erev Shabbos, right? Before it's actual Shabbos, you could daven Friday night davening. So you see, tefillah at least could be beforehand. Okay, but that's where he discusses it. Good. Why, to answer this, the final question, why Nates and not Amud HaShachar? So again, we had that answer before about it goes by traveling, but Rav Soloveitchik, I'll give enough time to go into it now, but in the Yartzeit Shir in Chelek Aleph, about Yom Balayla, he discusses that, you know, remember the Machlokas, the Gra, the Magen Avram, why does Shos Manios go by Nates to Shkia, according to the Gra, right, if Amud HaShachar is the day? So the Gra says, and again, Rav Soloveitchik expands, that when you have a daytime mitzvah, it's not specifically a time of day, daytime mitzvah, chalos yom, that's from Amud HaShachar. If there are specific times to do something, so then you have to go by Nates and Shkia, because that's when there's a certain moment that there's sunrise. Nates to Shkia, that's when, and that's why, Shos Manios, and Shos Man Kriyashma, and Shos Tfila, according to the Vilna Gaon, it goes by Nates to Shkia, because that's where a specific time is required. So maybe Karban Pesach too. All other Karbanos are just Yom, so you go by Amud HaShachar. But Karban Pesach, Dafka, goes by a certain time, meaning after Chatzos. So that's why Nates would be the crucial moment. But again, it could be even earlier, even though the Karban Pesach is not kosher then, because of Ben Beseira. The Chazon Ish writes in Kachim in Dalet Tezayin that in a Chinami, like the Shagas Ari says, if he comes closer and he comes to the Azara, even though he was Derech Rechoka at the time, earlier he would be able to have to bring the Karban Pesach. It's just that he has the Petur if he avails himself of it at that moment. Okay, we'll stop here.